At this time, I'm going to take a break from questions and answers, and I'm going to tell you the story of Ramachandra Puri. So please listen nicely. I'm taking a break from the questions and answers, and I'm going to tell the story of Ramachandra Puri as I remember from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. So, preaching is an activity which is Raganuga Bhakti. And so that's why I'm now going to do this quick katha on the story of Ramachandra Puri, because I am now inspired to do that. So kindly listen, and then we'll resume our questions and answers. So Madhavendra Puri, he was the first person to exhibit ecstatic love of Godhead in Madhurya Ras. He was the seed of the Chaitanya tree, as described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ramachandra Puri was a fault finder, a critic. And because of his fault finding and critical mentality, gradually he became an impersonalist. When Madhavendra Puri was on his deathbed, Ramachandra Puri was so bold and so offensive that he tried to instruct his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, who was a pure devotee. Krishna appeared to Madhavendra Puri three times in dreams and gave him special service. So Madhavendra Puri was a great, exalted Vaishnava. On his deathbed, Ramachandra Puri, because he had become an impersonalist, told his spiritual master, "Why are you lamenting? You should be remembering Brahman." And he quoted a verse from Bhagavad Gita, trying to instruct his spiritual master that there was no reason to lament. But Ramachandra Puri was such a fool, he did not understand that Madhavendra Puri was lamenting in the same way that Srimati Radharani would lament in separation from Krishna. Madhavendra Puri would recite a verse that was actually spoken by Srimati Radharani, feeling great separation from Krishna. As I said, Madhavendra Puri was the first. He was the seed of the Chaitanya tree. That means he was the first person to which this ecstatic love of Godhead in conjugal Madhurya Ras was exhibited. So when he was giving up his body on his deathbed, he was in that same mood of Radharani, feeling intense separation from Krishna. But Ramachandra Puri, being an impersonalist, completely misunderstood his spiritual master and thought that his spiritual master was in Maya. And he was so bold as to instruct his spiritual master not to lament, but to be fixed in Brahman. Madhavendra Puri then chastised Ramachandra Puri, his disciple, and said, "Get out! If I die seeing your face, surely I will not achieve the ultimate goal of life. You are such a fool. Get out. I don't want to see your face. Go wherever you want to go. But I do not want to see your face as I am leaving this material world." On the other hand, Madhavendra Puri had another disciple, Ishwara Puri. And he was a great, great devotee, humble servant of his spiritual master. Ishwara Puri was so great that at the end of his life, Madhavendra Puri was an invalid. But Ishwara Puri was so meek and dedicated to his spiritual master that he would clean up the stool and urine of his spiritual master, and he was always there serving his spiritual master like a menial servant, and at the same time, always reminding Madhavendrapuri of the holy name, form, fame, pastimes, entourage of Krishna. So Ishwarapuri rendered the best service to his spiritual master on his deathbed by reminding Madhavendrapuri of Krishna and serving him like a menial servant, picking up and cleaning his stool and urine. And so Madhavendrapuri blessed Ishwarapuri. And what was that blessing? That Ishwarapuri got the service of being Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. So here are two disciples who the spiritual master blesses one and curses the other. Ramachandrapuri, because of his offensive mentality, later on became a Mayavadi. Whereas Ishwarapuri, because of his meekness, his humbleness, and his service attitude, got the benediction that he would be the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later on, when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, this Ramachandrapuri would enter the camp of Lord Chaitanya, and he was such a rascal. He would invite devotees of Lord Chaitanya for prasadam. He would encourage them to eat more than they should, and he would encourage them to eat, and so they would do so just to please Ramachandrapuri. And then after inducing them to eat, then he would criticize them for eating too much. This is the kind of nonsense rascal fool was Ramachandrapuri. He would invite someone or bring them prasad, induce them to eat and eat more, and then criticize them. This was Ramachandrapuri, always trying to find out rumors and different kinds of anecdotes. He was always looking for faults. This is the mark of a Mayavadi. A Mayavadi, according to Lord Chaitanya, is the greatest offender to Krishna. And the symptom is they are fault finders. They are criticizers. They are like flies. They only look for the stool and pus. They are not like honeybees, which look for the honey. Finally, Ramachandrapuri, although he was trying for a long time, he could not find any faults. One day, Ramachandrapuri, he went to Lord Chaitanya, and in Lord Chaitanya's room, Ramachandrapuri found ants. So Ramachandrapuri then criticized Lord Chaitanya and said, "Aha! How can a sannyasi control his senses if he eats so many sweets? I see there are ants in your room. That must mean you are attached to sweets. What kind of sannyasi are you, Chaitanya? You are indulging in eating sweets." Lord Chaitanya did not answer back. Lord Chaitanya considered Ramachandrapuri on the same level of his spiritual master because they were godbrothers. So Lord Chaitanya did not argue. Lord Chaitanya did not answer back. Instead, the next day, Lord Chaitanya ordered his servant, "From this day forward, you bring me half the quantity of food that you have been giving me." And all of Lord Chaitanya's followers, they were very upset. Lord Chaitanya was now going to eat half? They were very, very disturbed. And one of the senior followers of Lord Chaitanya went to Lord Chaitanya and said, "Why are you doing this? We all know that Ramachandra is a fault finder. We all know that Ramachandra is a big fool. Why are you acting in this way? Why are you complying with him?" And Lord Chaitanya replied, "Actually, Ramachandrapuri is not saying anything other than the regulative principles of sannyas. There's no need. He's correct." And all the devotees were still very upset that Lord Chaitanya was only eating half of what he normally ate. Eventually, Ramachandrapuri went away out of his own accord, and when he went away, Lord Chaitanya resumed his normal eating habit. So that is how I remember from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the story of Ramachandrapuri. The two main lessons to remember: don't fault find, don't criticize, and especially do not try to instruct your spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya taught us the principle that before your spiritual master, you are to remain like a fool. So I am also going to follow in that footsteps. Before Srila Prabhupada, I will always present myself a fool. And I will never question or doubt Srila Prabhupada. Whatever Srila Prabhupada has written in his books, I will accept that as the absolute truth. Srila Prabhupada can make no mistake. Srila Prabhupada is my spiritual master eternally, and I simply listen and hear and follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada in his books. That is how I'm going to learn from this story of Ramachandrapuri. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.